The Hot Weekender Property Guide for Century 21 on Hot 91.
You're Jade on Hot Weekender. Well, the property market on the Sunshine Coast, as we know, is hot, hot, hot at the moment. There's no doubt about it. But what if you can't afford to buy your family home? You know, that home you've been saving for, prices keep going up and you just can't get the deposit together. I have Matt from Century 21 Lifestyle Caloundra with me. Matt, what are the options? Because I think a lot of people probably fall into this category. What options are there for them?
The options are you could possibly look to invest in your first property as opposed to acquiring it as your primary place of residence. People sometimes say rent money's dead money, but at the end of the day, it's still going into bricks and mortar, which we know is going to continue to move forward in price.
That's right. So, okay, so let's just maybe for a moment shift the perspective a bit and go, okay, I can't quite afford to get that family home, the forever home that I want. What would you say, what are three things that if someone decides they want to maybe invest instead, so get a cheaper property, what are three things that they should do in order to get the right investment property?
Location, location, location is what they say. But the key to it, I think, at the moment, the Sunshine Coast is a real family mecca.
Yes.
So look for things that families are going to want. So number one for me would be school zones.
Absolutely.
Look for the areas that you might have two or three different options where the kids could possibly go to school. Number two would obviously be future investment. So continue growth in the area as far as shopping centres, transport routes, and again, new schools.
Okay, and all that infrastructure that's going in that particular area.
That's right, and that's what makes family communities. Down in Caloundra at the moment, we've got amazing development called Aura, yeah, which provides some fantastic investment opportunities at a really affordable level.
Yeah, so what can you get into Aura for? I saw it the other day. I was heading to Brisbane, and as you're heading down to Brisbane, you can see it on the left-hand side getting built there. It's massive.
Yep.
What's a price point? What's an entry price down that area?
Your entry price point in that sort of area is probably around that $400,000 mark. But obviously, you can exceed as far as what you want to go to, but I think an ideal investment starting point around that $400,000 would be a fantastic place for someone new to the market.
And you're right with the school zones, because if you do your research before you buy an investment property or an investment unit, quite often the good schools, if you want to go to that school, you want your children to go to that school, you need to be in that zone. They're quite strict about it.
That's right. And we are coming on to a new school year, so now's probably a fantastic time with the market being so buoyant to jump in and acquire one of those opportunities.
There you go. So get on the investment property route instead. I love it. Well, from property trends to retail trends, which bedroom item sold like crazy during the pandemic? Probably not the one you're thinking. You'll find out real soon on Hot Weekender.